Lesson 41. The Jaredites reject the prophets. Purpose. To help each child want to overcome evil in his or her personal life by choosing to listen to and obey the prophets. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Ether, chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Chapter 13, verses 13 through 22. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 2 and verse 21. Chapter 15, verses 1 through 6 and 18 through 34. Also, Omni, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Picture 4-54, Ether recorded the history of the Jaredites. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask questions similar to the following. What would happen if you chose to stick a pin in a fully inflated balloon? What would happen if your family chose to stop watering a plant in your home? What would happen if you chose to stay up late and not get enough sleep? Explain to the children that all their choices have consequences. Consequences are what happen as a result of the choices we make. The scriptures and our prophets teach us the consequences of our choices because Heavenly Father wants us to make good choices. This lesson is about the Jaredites and the prophet Ether. Ether told the Jaredites that if they chose not to repent, the consequences would be that all of the people would be destroyed. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of the destruction of the Jaredites from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Point out that the prophets taught the people to have faith in Jesus Christ and to repent. But because the people rejected and killed the prophets, eventually the entire Jaredite civilization was destroyed. Use the picture at an appropriate time. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What is agency? The ability to choose. Why did Heavenly Father give us agency? Help the children understand that we grow and learn when we make choices. Heavenly Father knew that forcing us to do things would not help us learn to become like Him. What did the Jaredites do to the prophets who prophesied of their destruction? Ether chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. What could the Jaredites have done to prevent their destruction? Explain that we can always choose to repent and avoid the consequences of continuing in sin. Who was Coriantumr? Ether chapter 12, verse 1. Who was Ether? Ether chapter 12, verse 2. What did Ether say to the Jaredites? Ether chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. How did the people react to Ether's teachings? Ether chapter 13, verse 13. Where did Ether hide? Ether chapter 13, verse 14. What did he do while he was in the cave? Why do you think some people refuse to listen to the prophets? What did Jesus Christ direct Ether to tell Coriantumr? Ether chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. How did Coriantumr and the Jaredites respond to Ether? Ether chapter 13, verse 22. What great curse came upon the land because of the wickedness of the people? Ether chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 21. Ether chapter 15, verse 2. What do you think it would be like to live with these problems? What are the consequences of using our agency to make right choices? Ask the children to give examples of right choices and consequences. What are the consequences when we make wrong choices? Give examples of wrong choices and their consequences. What did Coriantumr write in a letter to Shiz, the opposing military leader? Ether chapter 15, verse 4. What did Shiz answer? Ether chapter 15, verse 5. How did Coriantumr and his people react to the people of Shiz? Ether chapter 15, verse 6. Why did the people keep fighting? Ether chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. What would have happened if the Jaredites had obeyed the prophet Ether? Ether chapter 13, verse 20. Who were the last two Jaredite warriors? Ether chapter 15, verse 29. Which one survived? Ether chapter 15, verses 30 through 32. Who found Coriantumr? Omni chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. What did the prophet Ether do with the record he wrote about the Jaredites? Ether chapter 15, verse 33. What was Ether's final testimony? Ether chapter 15, verse 34. What should be the most important goal of our lives? How do you think you would have felt if you had been Ether and had seen the people destroyed because of their disobedience? What could the Jaredites have done to avoid this great tragedy? How can choosing to follow the living prophets help us today? What are some of the teachings of the living prophets today? What blessings will come if we follow their counsel? You might use Enrichment Activity 3 as a review of this lesson. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. Page 146. 1. Share recent conference messages of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. That could apply to the children in your class. Ask the children how they can follow the living prophets and list their suggestions on the chalkboard. Have the children choose one way they can follow the prophets during the coming week. 2. Before class, write the letters to the word obedience on separate pieces of paper and hide them around the classroom. Explain to the children that you have hidden some letters. Give specific directions for finding each letter. When all the letters have been located, put them on the floor or chalkboard to form the word obedience. Ask how they were able to find all the letters. Teach the children that Heavenly Father wants us to choose to obey. Learning to obey is one of the main reasons we are here on earth. Heavenly Father wants us to use our agency and to choose to obey the counsel of the leaders of the church. Ask the children what they think is the most important thing they can do to be happy. Refer again to the letters that spell obedience. Point out that Heavenly Father tells us in the Scriptures and through His church leaders what He wants us to do. When we use our agency to be obedient and do what He says, He will help us find happiness. 3. Make the following word strips. Righteousness, blessings, prosperity, pride, wickedness, suffering or destruction, humility, repentance. Explain that throughout history when people have been righteous, Heavenly Father has blessed them with prosperity. Unfortunately, this prosperity can lead to pride and wickedness, and sometimes complete destruction. Explain that this is what happened to the Jaredites. At first, they were a righteous people and were blessed and prospered. Draw a large circle on the chalkboard and have the children put up the word strips. Place the following words clockwise around the circle, starting with righteousness, then blessings and prosperity. Refer to the illustration on page 147 of the ink print edition. Then the Jaredites became proud and rejected the prophets. The people became so wicked that they were entirely destroyed. Have the children put up the word strips, pride, wickedness, and suffering or destruction, in the proper places on the circle. Explain that if the Jaredites had humbled themselves and repented before they were destroyed, they could have returned to enjoying the blessings of righteous living. Have the children put up the word strips, humility and repentance, in the proper places on the circle. Help the children understand that this cycle often happens in our personal lives as well as in the history of nations. Page 147. 4. Have the children make their own copies of the cycle of history to take home and share with their families. The children could make their cycles more personal by including such things as listening to the prophets, obeying my parents, praying daily, expressing gratitude, serving others, and so on. 5. Sing or read the words to We'll Bring the World His Truth, Children's Songbook, page 172. You may also use Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110, or Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that if we choose to listen to and follow Heavenly Father's prophets, we will be blessed and can overcome evil. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Ether, chapter 13, verses 13 through 22, and Ether, chapter 15, verses 33 and 34 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 41. The Jaredites reject the prophet.